Hello, everyone. This is a message of hope and healing, and it's Barb. And I am so thankful and so blessed to be with you today. I thank God for this time to share with you a message of His love. I will tell you a little bit about me. I feel like the way that I'm seeing growth is that I am recovering quicker. By that I mean when something is kind of hitting me or coming at me full force, I don't stay there as long as I once did. I sit quiet and I wait, not on people now. I used to wait on people, and now I find myself waiting on God. And what I want to do is to make my life a daily love song to my Savior, to my Lord. And so things seem to come to me as I'm waiting on God. And I'm a person who sometimes will watch football. I like the Detroit Lions. But I saw Philip Rivers, who is a grandfather who had been out of the league for, I think, 5 years or so, come back and fill in a spot as quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to sneeze here. Nope. Yes, excuse me. May God bless me. But what I watched is everyone watched him do this, you know, pretty amazing thing. Come back and play in this game on national television for a national team. Was I noticed that instead of this one thing, this big monumental event, that he was following the role that God had placed him in, following the path in his life. Because what I was witnessed were these young men cheering for him, and they were the students, the kids that he was coaching in his hometown, and the stuff that they had to say about him, the way that he was impacting their life. He was doing God's work in a daily basis. And those are what I want to call today ordinary miracles. When you do what you do in the normal course of your day, but you do it in an extraordinary way of God's, with God's love, those are ordinary miracles. So I have found that sometimes in searching, we can kind of miss the boat or maybe the car. I was shopping the other day and I came out and I could not find my car. Could not find it. A big white 4Runner that I drive. And what I kept looking for was my license plate, because I knew the number. I knew exactly what it was. And so I would look for that license plate and I couldn't find it anywhere. And I did click on the beeper, which directionally, when I hear something, I'm not really good at finding it. It wasn't lighting up that I could see in the daytime. And there was a couple of people said, "Oh, you lost your car, haven't you?" Yeah. But what happened was when I finally did find my car, and I did, thank you very much, I noticed that it wasn't the same license plate. So I had been looking for this small cue, this small sign, and had recently had my license plate replaced and wasn't getting the same one. It went from being a commercial vehicle to a private. I couldn't keep that license plate. So I had been looking for something I knew, something small. And sitting right in front of me was the biggest sign, the biggest possible picture that I could view, but I was looking for something tiny that had changed. I think sometimes when we are looking and seeing the small things, we can miss the gift that God has given us. Miss the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. So, the last thing that I want to say today, and I hope to talk to you real soon again, but what I want to say today is something I have told you about, that Josie, when she was first diagnosed with her rectal cancer, she had gone to church one night and sat in a pew and just sat there quietly wanting an answer on her biopsy. They had biopsied her lung and wanting to get that, but instead was given an answer about why and what she might do with this pain and suffering that she had. And she was told very clearly, she came home and told me in a much more peaceful, calm way than when she had left. She said that she heard very, very distinctly that she would use what she was going through. She would have this empathy and she would have this experience to help someone. And she would be called on to do that. And it wasn't like, you got to go out and help the world. It was just the people right there in her path that she was, you know, being told, this will be purposeful for you. I just want to tell you, and I think I have told you, that's exactly what she's doing. She is doing exactly what she was called to do. What she was told is now what is being foretold. And what she suffered through is being used for the glory of God, being used to help another. The comfort she was given, she is now giving out. So I'm just going to ask us today to think for a moment of pain, to think for a moment of suffering that you have felt. And is there an ordinary miracle that God is calling you to do this day with someone He has placed directly in your path? Maybe they're alone at the holidays, and maybe you have known what it's felt to be alone. Maybe they are going through a medical difficulty, and you have gone through something where you can show God's love. Maybe it's just a tough time, you know, that they're having emotionally. Maybe they've lost someone. What you know and what was given to you, turned by using it for God's comfort to another, is what I would call an ordinary miracle. It's not about when I see Philip Rivers going to the National Football League and playing that game, that, you know, one game, maybe a couple. It's what he was doing every single day with those young men, the way they spoke of him, the way he was blessing the people that God has placed in his path, the way he was offering the comfort. I'm asking you now to not wait on people, but wait on God. To not miss the big car looking for the little license plate. See this big picture that God has for you. And ask yourself, is there anything that I can do this day to help another and to show God's love? Can I myself, following the path, show someone else an ordinary miracle? Let us pray. Dear Lord, we are blessed. You have given us the path, the light, the mercy, the love. You have given us the truth that rides alongside facts to help carry us through the tough times, and you have given us each other. You have given us the people surrounding us to support us, to lift us, and to love us in your name. May we be that this day for one of your children. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.